The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where we'll share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is putting together your 2020 strategic real estate investing plan. Well, this is a big one. I'm looking forward to jumping into it here. But before we do, just want to touch base with you guys. I hope everything is going well. I hope you are just crushing it in real estate investing, or at least if you're doing your research and you're collecting information, I hope you're doing well there too. And I hope you're getting inspired. And I hope that this show has been helpful to you to provide information, ideas, and resources so that you can move forward with your plans here to generate some great cash flow in your retirement. Well, I just also like to offer a quick little tip. If you are looking at an area and you're not really sure about it, or maybe you want to get a better feel for this area, and let's say this area is not someplace you can drive to, then I would really recommend using Google Maps. I think there's also Google Earth, but I think they can kind of link together. But if you type in Google Maps, okay, and you'll be able to go into Google Maps, and sometimes they'll show you, like a picture of a property. Like if you put an address in there that you're looking for, let's say you have a particular property you've already checked out, you're looking at this. Now you may already do this, and if you have, well, maybe there'll be some new information here. But basically, it's a great way to be able to sort of walk the neighborhood, especially if you move it into the street view mode, where you can actually go down the street, go around the corner, see what's happening in the area. Now, granted, Google Maps aren't always current. Sometimes it's a couple of years old, the photos you're going to see, or the images you're going to see. So you have to be aware of that. And you can always check at the bottom of the page. You can see when you stop on an image, it'll tell you sort of when that photo was taken. But it's a really good way to get a feel for an area. It's also a good idea to, we talk about driving for dollars, going into neighborhoods and looking for that house that looks like it's just a little bit below the other properties in that area. Maybe it's just somebody's let it run down or what have you. And, people will find these little gems that they can go into, do some rehab, and be able to rent them or sell them at a higher rate. That you can do that with apartment buildings as well as, anything from mobile home parks to single family homes or small multis. But it's a real good resource. I find it's like the first place I go when I find a property and I want to see what the neighborhood looks like. So that's just a tip for today. Check out Google Maps if you're looking at areas or exploring new markets. Well, let's move into our topic today, putting together your strategic real estate investing plan. Well, it is that time of year again here when I like to really encourage the folks listening that are serious about real estate investing is to put a plan together, okay? And the plan is something that will, I hope, will be something that will be a learning process for you as you put this together. But it's so important to have your goals written down, to have the strategies you're going to use written down, and to be able to monitor yourself as you go along and hold yourself accountable so that you are moving toward your goal of growing this real estate portfolio, or maybe it's just acquiring a couple of properties, whatever it may be. If you have a plan, you're going to be more likely to do it and to move forward and to accomplish what your goals are. So that's why, you know, I want to talk about that and kind of hit on it, because we're getting the end of 2019 here, and so we're moving into 2020, and there's a great opportunity for you to get this plan up and started, and hopefully each year to renew that plan. So I'm excited. I'm excited because I like to be able to sit down and take a look back on the previous year, and then to look ahead and see what we can implement, what we might have to change because the economy has changed, a market may have changed, strategies may change. So it's a real important way to get focused here. So if you're just starting out in real estate investing, this could be a good time for you to just start to put down some of your ideas. Okay, you may not be able to have that track record to look back from the previous year, but at least you can start to map out where you want to go. Now, if you're already investing, of course, you should go back and pull out your financial records, all the things that have happened during the year, the good, bad, and the ugly, and be able to take a look at it in sort of a broad perspective as you look ahead to this new year. So I'm going to explore the sort of the importance here of preparing a plan. Why do we even do it? And developing one that you can work with, okay? And I don't want this to be a big complicated thing. It doesn't have to be. It can be very, very simple. And if you're thinking, oh man, I've got to put, you know, a business plan together, this is not a business plan. This is really a strategic, more marketing focused plan, but it does include financials and other things as well in it, okay? So let's move forward. Developing a good strategic plan is very important if you're serious about real estate investing. I mean, if you're just, you know, you're just, I'm going to buy a house this year, or maybe, you know, I might want to just, you know, test out the waters or whatever. It probably won't be very effective in terms of putting a goal to, you know, a plan together with goals for that kind of an approach. But this is for people that really are saying, hey, I need to make this much money by the end of this period so that I can fill that gap for my cash flow needs, or I need to invest so much to be able to get this kind of return so that I can, you know, maintain my nest egg or whatever your goals may be. And so that's really what the idea is to get a plan that will keep you on track and keep you focused. I'd recommend, you know, just right off the chute to buy one of those notebooks, you know, it has a clear slip covers, and you can, you know, put in there, you know, 2020 strategic real estate investing plan. Okay. And, you know, treat it serious and have that notebook, if you have a desk that you work on when you do your real estate stuff, you know, put that notebook on that desk. You know, if you have to buy a little, you know, bookends and put the notebook there so that it's always there as your reference, that, you know, then do so. As you move into this planning stage, I'd even say, you know, if you can get a whiteboard, or if you don't have whiteboard, you can get big pieces of paper and stick them on the wall. But look at this as like a planning session, okay? You're like you might do at your work if you're in, you know, the corporate world where you're putting down ideas and you're planning for the new year and brainstorming and doing things like that. So you can start just kind of laying out some of your thoughts, your ideas, your goals, and start to organize them. And the things that you may have to actually investigate even further to find out, is this feasible? Is this an area I want to go into? Is that a strategy I want to implement? and start just jotting them down so you can look at them. And this may be over a period of time that you may do this process. If you are one of those who has already been doing it, you've already started, then take the time here to really look back. If you had a previous plan, is to look at the last plan and review it and see, hey, did I stick to it? Did I even refer to it? Did I use it on a daily basis, a weekly basis? How instrumental was it in achieving the goals that I set out to do? Okay, so you want to print out things like your financials, or at least have access to them, your profit and loss statements, balance sheets, rent rolls, things of that nature, all of your income and expenses, almost like you're doing your taxes here, and just to be able to have access to that information, because information here is going to help you to create a more effective plan. So data is really, really important to, again, putting that together. So you kind of get a perspective on your year in review. Okay, where did you go? How did you spend your time? How many hours per week did you spend? Maybe you're doing this part-time and you've only allocated maybe evenings and the weekends or whatever. So looking at all that, looking at the amount of time and how you use that time. Then look at things like, did you attend any, conferences or seminars? Did you listen to podcasts, read books? Write down how much time you spent on this aspect of things too. So maybe you're just on the research side, and maybe there's other books you want to read and devour first before you move, any further. So maybe that might be part of your plan, is just some of the educational side of it. Maybe you might be looking for a mentor and you feel it'd be better for you. And I always recommend to people to find a mentor and have that person to have someone you can bounce ideas back and forth with as you are considering maybe your first purchase. But it's important, just write stuff down, write it down and get a chance to look at it and review it, okay? There are some good planning resources that I would recommend to you. I think Ken McElroy has some great stuff. He has the ABCs of real estate investing. He has the advanced guide. There's a free resource at biggerpockets.com. And that's called the Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing. It's a free download if you want to. Then there's books like The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller, Multifamily Millions by David Lindahl. There's the Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings if you're into multifamily by Steve Burgess. Those are some books. We have, if you go to the olddogsreinetwork.com, website, you'll look in the resource section that we have sort of our top 20 books, and there's a lot of great references there that you might not have read yet and you might want to tap into. Also, there is a podcast that I did, 006, one of the earliest ones. It's called How to Get Started in Real Estate Investing. And so it talks about some of the things you need to have in place in order to move forward as a real estate investor. Also, episode 010, Setting Your Real Estate Investing Goals, another one that'll be helpful for you. They're good primers to develop your plan. So there'll be links to all this stuff in the show notes. So if you didn't write it down, don't worry. It's in the show notes. Key elements of your plan are your mission statement. Okay, then your goals, your specific sort of broken down goals, your strategy, how are you going to accomplish how you're going to accomplish those goals, and then some sort of a time frame or timeline. Now, this is a real basic outline of the things. There's a business plan is a heck of a lot more formal, and it can run hundreds of pages sometimes, and it has things like company overview, business model, USP, your unique selling point, your market analysis and specific business practices. Then there's a marketing plan within that. And then there's the implementation aspects, the financial plan, and important assumptions, things like that. Now, if you want to get more formal, that's fine. You can move in that direction. But I am saying simple is better, especially if you're just starting out, because if it gets too complicated, you're not going to you're just not going to be that involved in it. And I think the idea of this is it's a living plan that'll change as you change, as your focus changes, as you test things out and find out, do they work or not work? So those are, that's what I'm really looking for, is just start simple. And then you start adding things in, you start revising things as time goes on. Another thing too, really important, is know what your why is before you get started. And I've talked about this in a number of podcasts, and I think it's just really important. Why are you even doing real estate investing? Is it strictly for the money? Is there something more behind it? And I've talked about this in the past. I've talked about the, you know, for me, a big part of it is that, you know, I've got some unmarried daughters here that I'd love to be able to bring them the wedding of their dreams without having to worry about the cost. I've got young men here also too, that, that are interested, and they have goals too, that they want to accomplish. And, as my kids get married, they're going to, want to have homes and so forth. And I want to be able to help them out in that. And so there's a lot of things that are on a family side. In addition, as you know, we were missionaries in Haiti for 12 years, and we still are very tied in. That ministry is still very much alive, and we want to be able to support the efforts in Haiti as well. So there's a lot of motivation for us, and those all comprise our why. So if you want to learn out more about that and the importance of knowing your why, there's an episode number 122 that you can check out too, that goes into a lot more depth on that. But I think it's real important before you even start this planning process that you know your why. And then you know, as I mentioned, you're going to get into your mission statement. Okay. And the mission statement should just clearly define your purpose, and it should include, you know, the benefits of what your efforts will provide. And so that's key. Also, your goals. Where do you want to go? What do you want real estate to help you achieve? Is your goal to make, you know, $5,000 per month in passive income? Write it down. If your goal is to flip four houses, if you're flipping or you're wholesaling, you know, write it down. You start outlining these goals and what it will do to sort of your overall focus and the types of strategies you need to employ. And then, of course, we go into those strategies. And there's hundreds of ways that, you know, people can make money on with real estate. I mean, you can invest in all kinds of types of ways to generate funds, from buying deeds and liens to Airbnb to buying apartment buildings, mobile home parks, or being even a lender, a hard money lender. So there's a lot of different strategies and things that you want to look in there. And you also want to look at the specific ways that you hope to bring these goals about. If you're looking at increasing your income, okay, then you might have to acquire X number of properties that will have, you know, X amount per month that they'll generate in cash flow. You may look at, you know, maybe that goal is $5,000 per month, and you might want to look at maybe this year let's try to get $500 in monthly passive income going. And then you start growing it from there. And so you got to take sort of bite-sized pieces. You don't go for the full-on goal, you know, boom, I'm going to have, you know, 10,000 units by the end of the year. You got to be realistic, and you've got to look at the market and all the other factors involved. The time frame is important too. What is your time frame to reach those goals? Be realistic here, and don't be afraid to reach either. I mean, do you want to retire in 10 years? Or are you planning on quitting your job next month? And then how much time can you give to these goals? Can you, carve out an hour early in the morning before everybody gets up? Can you, give it 5 hours on a Saturday? Or what kind of time do you have to work with? Because that's one of your most valuable resources alone. And then there's the market. You know, are you working in your area, in your city or town, which it would be fantastic. It'd be the best option available. But if you can't do that for some reason, are you looking in other parts of the state and other parts of the country? And how are you assessing your markets? And what are you looking at in terms of the best market for you to go into? And so that's got to be in there as well, just moving into those areas. And then the criteria, if you're looking for, let's say, rental properties, you want to be able to define what it is you're looking at. And maybe if you're looking at single family homes, you may be saying, well, I'm looking for 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes that were built in the 80s and above, or newer. And you may be, say that, hey, it's got to be in certain amount of condition, not require too much major construction, but maybe light rehab that at least has a sort of, you can apply the 1% rule be able to, generate the kind of income that you want. So the criteria has to be spelled out. If it's multifamily, you may say, yeah, I'm looking for 100 plus units. Got to allow for flexibility here. If you're not finding enough deals to, cherry pick from, you can change your market and or strategy. So you're going to allow for that in this process. As you start, you may, part of your plan may be, I'm going to do mailings. I'm going to do direct mail. I'm going to send out 300 pieces a month. And as you do that, you'll start to see, what kind of response you're getting, and you can refine your plan as you go along. How do you find motivated sellers if you want to try to get off market deals? And where do you look? What kind of connections do you have to make? Do you have to talk to brokers? And if you have to talk to brokers, how many brokers are you going to talk to, and over what period of time? Maybe it's call one new broker a week. Maybe it's call, five a day. It just, you have to do it based upon your available time and in relation to the other things that you're doing for your plan, including managing your existing rentals. You have to factor that in there too, and the amount of time that takes. And then the financing aspect of it. How do you acquire the deals? Are you looking for, maybe this is your early, one of your first investments, and you don't have a lot of cash, so you're looking for a seller financing deal, and how do you find those? And or are you going to use conventional funding or hard money or private money or equity partners or seller financing, lease options? There's so many different ways that you can do that to get started. And then your team, which is really, really critical. If you don't have a team in place, but you need a mentor. A mentor is important. You'll need a good attorney, a real estate attorney in your state. And if you're buying in other properties, you have to get attorneys in those states as well. You need a good CPA, someone that can manage your taxes each year, someone with real estate investing experience. And you don't need to necessarily, know who these people are to begin with, but you can define the roles, and then you can help to find those people a little bit later on. And then for everything that you do, as you build this in there, you've got to keep in mind your exit strategies and your backup plans. Should something not work out, for example, you need to get you're buying with the idea of holding a property for 5 years, and you need to build that into your plan. How long is it going to be before you exit? What are your backup plans? Do you flip, lease option, wholesale, bird dog, sell notes? When are those main things going to happen? And sort of what is your end game? Maybe you're going to leverage and continue to leverage up as you move along. So those are important. And then, of course, the financials too. How much money do you have access to right now? And how are you going to spend that money? And are you thinking about things like reserves? If you do get properties, you need to have reserves to be able to cover expenses that you might not have anticipated, or even those that you have anticipated, you got to make sure you're budgeting for. And if you're starting with nothing or very little, then you need to, look at how you're going to be able to meet those needs if there are capital expenditures and things that you have to look into. So you really got to look at the financial side. And then there's a summary, and it includes, just a picture of sort of where you are right now and where you want to be. And then there's the summary. Don't worry if you don't understand or know everything you're going to be doing in this plan. You just have to get started, get something down. And then as time goes on, you're going to refine it, and you're going to make it more applicable, more effective, and revise it. And before you know it, you're going to have this great product that will be just really, it's kind of like your blueprint to success. And that's what you want to create in this document. Now, there are a ton of great books on developing strategic plans. You can, you know, look up those if that'll be helpful for you. But I don't want it to be so complicated that you're going to be discouraged from putting this plan together. I say you just start, Just start writing down the pages, whether by hand or you type it up and you print out the pages and you put them in your notebook and you start referring to them. And then you have a pencil that is like a regular part of this process. So you're always going through and you're crossing off stuff, adding stuff and revising. And you will see this thing taking place as you see success happening. And then when you see success, you leverage it. You do more of it. You refine that process to make it even more effective. So that's what we're looking for. And next week, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the dynamics of implementing that plan. But I really want you guys to succeed. I mean, I really do. That's like my goal is to do what I can do here in this show through our website, through our resources, to be able to help you to succeed at reaching those goals regarding your retirement. And if I can do that in any way, shape, or form, you want to write to me and ask me questions, I'd be happy to help you, especially if you're putting your plan together and you have some questions about the plan. I'll be happy to share with you what I do. It may not be the best for you, but I'll share with you what I do, and then you can decide whether or not that's going to work for you. But either way, boom, just let's move forward and let's make these dreams real. You know, let's make this goal that we have here with real estate investing something that's not just a dream, but is something tangible, okay, that we will actually accomplish and move forward with. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Putting Together Your 2020 Strategic Real Estate Investing Plan. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.